Welcome to the Sting Gang Podcast as we visit with head coach John Trulli about Midwestern State basketball. Mustangs headed on the road for the final time during the regular season this year as they travel to Odessa and San Angelo to take on UT Permian Basin and the Angelo State Rams Thursday and Saturday. They played their penultimate homestand this past weekend, and two games that in some ways were similar in that you had the lead at halftime in both the games against Kingsville and Permian Basin, and then the second half, the opposition was able to come back. How did you evaluate those two games? Was there anything you saw that led to that trend?
I felt like we came out with great energy and enthusiasm in both games. And then, you know, at some point in the game, we kind of just went away from what made us successful there early. And the game kind of shifted, and then all of a sudden we're trading baskets, and then we give up, you know, I think around 45 and 50 points, you know, in the second half defensively. And so you've got to continue to guard, especially when the shots quit falling at a super high rate. You know, I love the way that we come out of these games right now, and we're scoring really well to start the games off, but you got to continue to guard. You can't start trading baskets and going shot for shot. And I feel like we kind of got into a rhythm where it's like we start off, we're guarding and we're scoring, and then we start trading baskets, and then all of a sudden we're not making baskets and they're still scoring. And so we just kind of quit guarding it for stretches in the game. And so those are the things, you know, here at these last four games, you know, we've got opportunities to get better and continue to grow and try to find a way to get some wins here on the road and just build that consistency that we've been looking for all year.
Is that a sign that your team's tired as the game goes on, or?
I don't think that's it. You know, I think sometimes it's just composure. Sometimes, you know, just the highs and lows of the game. Sometimes we get emotionally, we just run a little bit hot sometimes, and we just need to clear our head for a moment and just kind of get back focused. And that's been one of those hurdles that we've really struggled with, you know, behind the scenes with a couple of these guys, is just the composure and just the mental toughness to be able to turn the page and focus on the next play, not focus on the previous play or two or three plays ago. And so sometimes just being focused in the present and what's ahead of you is the most important thing for you to do.
I mean, focusing on the positive, you're getting off to good starts, so it's pretty clear that your team is well-prepared going into these games.
Yeah, I felt like we've shot the ball really well. We've had really good offensive outings here the last two or three games for sure. You know, I don't know what we're shooting from behind the line in those two games. I'm sure we were both around 40% both of those
games.
It's
got to be in that neighborhood.
40 to 50. And so when you're shooting like that, that's really, really positive. Now, the other issue is, you know, all season long, we've struggled to get to that 70% or better mark. I think we have six or seven losses that this season where if we'd have shot 70% from the foul line, the result is different. You know, and we couldn't hit that mark. And so when you come down and you're talking conference play and trying to win games, especially on the road or even at home here down the stretch in February, when everybody's jockeying for position, you know, it's the little things. It's making free throws when you have opportunities, shooting at that 70% or higher clip. You know, we've struggled to do that this year as a team. And then, you know, free throw blockouts in the last 4 minutes, you can't give those up. You know, that cost us down the last weekend at UT Dallas, you know, and it reared its head again one of the home games this week. And so, you know, those little things to help you win a possession here, a possession there, get you an extra point here so they stay away at arm's length, you know, over the course of 40 minutes, man, those little things are what adds up and kind of can shift the outcome of a game. And those are the areas where we're really focusing with our guys on those.
How do you become a better free throw shooting team? Because I know you're shooting a lot of free throws in practice.
Yeah, you know, I just tell them, you know, you just got to continue to put in the work and you live with the result. If you're putting in the work, I don't think you step up there nervous, you know. And if you're putting your mind in that moment, even when you're practicing, there's no way to really replicate it. But, you know, anything that you can do to be creative and just kind of play with your own mind while you're getting those reps up to put a little pressure, whether it's, you know, I miss one, I get down and I shoot, I do two push-ups, you know, just little mental games, down and back, you know, all that stuff we try to do and we try to instill in them so they can step up there with confidence because they've done it.
It reminds me a little bit of talking to a golf coach who will tell you, don't go to the driving range and just blindly hit balls
Yeah.
Have a purpose while you're on the driving
absolutely.
Range.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just think adding up those days and putting in those, you know, just putting in the extra time and the work and the effort, I think all of that just breeds confidence. So when you're put into that moment, you know, you're just a little bit more relaxed when you're stepping to that line.
What is the approach here for the final four games? I know mathematically you're not eliminated, so you still have a chance, yeah. albeit an outside chance, at making the Lone Star Conference tournament.
Yeah, we're not out of it yet. We've got to go 1-0 on Thursday. You know, we got to win on Thursday, and then we'll kind of see what everybody else around us does. And then we'll be cheering for one or two teams down the stretch the last two or three games. And so, you know, we've put our season into somebody else's hands, and we need help from other people to get in. But at the end of the day, if we don't do our part these last 2 weeks, you know, that stuff doesn't even matter either. And so that's the thing, man, is just try to come together so we can win one game on the road against UT Permian Basin, who is fighting to get a win as well. And so, you know, you got to go find a way to win one on the road. And then after that, we sit down and see what everybody else is doing, and hopefully somebody, you know, gives us a couple favors along the way here in this last 2 weeks.
It was a long time ago now, but you've seen UT Permian Basin and Angelo State. What do you get from those two games that might help you on this road trip?
Well, I think they're a different team, honestly, than when we played them. You know, they have, you know, one player that was not with them at the time. They actually picked him up from the football team, and I think he's brought a lot of toughness and physicality to their team. So that's a different aspect. And then they had a point guard that wasn't available as well. It's a really good driving force for them as well. And honestly, we play completely different style defensively than we were back then. You know, we were running and jumping and pressing for 40 minutes. And so, you know, we came out and we jumped on them early with the full court pressure. And so that's something that we may look into doing here again up there, because they didn't handle it very well. But, you know, I think as the game waned on, they were able to space us out, and that's why we were never really able to put them away. It ended up being like a 10-point game, I think, if I remember correctly. And so they were able to adapt and adjust to the way that we were doing things. And, you know, that's what it's going to come down to, is just kind of who's going to be able to make those plays down the stretch to help their team win.
What's kind of the morale of the team, for lack of a better phrase, entering these final four games after those two tough losses at home last week?
I mean, obviously they're disappointed, but their spirits were still high. They've had two really good practices so far this week, and so I've been grateful for that they're still fighting and they're trying to go at each other and get better and do all that stuff. And there's still hope, you know, but they know that they have to do their part too. You know, we didn't necessarily take care of business here at home like we had hoped. We went and got a big one on the road on Monday.
Right.
And that was huge. And we just didn't handle it down the stretch in those two games. You know, one or two possessions better, and we're sitting here in a completely different situation. And so we've dug ourselves into a hole. We need some people to help us out if we want to have a chance, but we still got to do our part. And I think that's kind of been their approach here the last few days in practice.
Where do you think you can get better here over the next 2 weeks?
Man, I think offensively, it's just continuing to play off of each other and not getting stagnant. I feel like there's times where we come out and when we share the ball and we move the ball, we look really good. We've got really good firepower offensively. But, you know, there's times where the ball tends to stick into people's hands. And so we've got to continue to get that ball moving and playing with tempo offensively. And, you know, I feel like over the course of the 40-minute game, we don't get as many runouts as we do in the first half in the second half. And so, but a lot of that comes to getting stops, you know. And so I want us to put 40 minutes on the defensive end together so we continue to get runouts and easy opportunities in transition.
I mean, offensively, just generally speaking, you're playing well enough right now to win games. It's the defensive side where you really have to improve, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, if you go look, our first halves have been elite for about six games in a row. And so what we need to look at is what is it we're doing when we go into the locker room and how we come out of the locker room, because the first 4 minutes of the second half, I feel like we've probably been if you check over the last five games, we might have gotten outscored by 40 points in the first 4 minutes of the second half. And so there are some things we got to look at there, you know, here down the stretch to be a little bit better those first 4 minutes.
Coach, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for doing the Staying Gang podcast, and good luck on the road out in West Texas this week.
All right. Appreciate you, Pete.
That's John Trulli, the head coach of the Midwestern State men's basketball team, which is getting ready to travel to Odessa to take on Permian Basin on Thursday. And then Saturday afternoon, they're at Janelle Center to take on Angelo State. Their final two games are back here at DL Ligon Coliseum. We hope to see you there. I'm Pete Stein. So long.